Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In our last episode, we explored how dreams fuel creativity, inspiring songs, stories, inventions, and breakthroughs. Today, we turn to one of the most stunning mysteries of the sleeping mind: why some dreams feel unbelievably real. You've probably experienced it, waking up from a dream so vivid that for a moment you're unsure which world is real. Your heart pounds. Your senses feel activated. A person you dreamed of feels suddenly close. A place you've never seen feels familiar. The emotions stay with you for hours, even days. What makes certain dreams so intense, so immersive, so lifelike? And why do those dreams stay with us long after waking? Let's step into the dream worlds that feel more alive than waking reality. The brain believes what it sees. To understand vivid dreaming, we must look at what happens in the brain during REM sleep, the stage where most intense dreams occur. In REM, the visual cortex becomes extremely active, sometimes even more active than when awake. The amygdala, which processes fear and deep emotion, lights up. The hippocampus, which forms memories, contributes familiar details. The prefrontal cortex, responsible for logic and self-awareness, goes quiet. This combination creates a perfect illusion. Your emotions are turned up. Your imagination is in overdrive. Your logic is dialed down. So when you see a dream monster or feel the warmth of someone's hand, your brain treats it as real experience, because the part that recognizes this is not real is half asleep. Emotional dreams are the most vivid. The stronger the emotion, the more real a dream feels. That's why dreams involving love, fear, loss, desire, safety, danger, joy are remembered more clearly. The brain prioritizes emotional content during dreaming because emotions carry survival value. They teach, warn, or guide us. When emotion intensifies, the dream becomes immersive, like being pulled into another world. Sensory detail: when the dream world feels like reality, many vivid dreams include taste, smell, sound, texture, temperature, movement. This sensory richness comes from the fact that the brain's sensory regions activate without external input. You're not seeing the real world, but your brain recreates one from memory and imagination. That's why you can feel water on your skin or hear footsteps behind you. Your brain is generating the sensation from within. When dreams borrow from memory, vivid dreams often blend real past experiences, conflicting emotions, unresolved memories, places you visited once, people you haven't seen for years. Even when the dream seems new, its ingredients are drawn from the brain's memory network. A stranger in a dream may be a mix of several real people. A dream location may be stitched together from dozens of places you've seen. Because these pieces come from real experiences, they bring realism into the dream. Nightmares and hyperreal fear. Nightmares are often the most vivid dreams of all. The amygdala is highly active during REM sleep, so fear in dreams can be overwhelming, even more intense than fear in waking life. The experience feels physical because the brain activates emotional circuits as if danger were real, even though the body is paralyzed for safety. This can lead to heart racing, sweating, muscle tension, a feeling of falling or being grabbed. Nightmares aren't just dreams. They're emotional rehearsals, forcing the brain to practice dealing with danger. Lucid dreams, realness with awareness. In a lucid dream, when you become aware you're dreaming, the dream can become even more vivid. Awareness increases sensory detail, color intensity, and emotional depth. Some lucid dreamers describe these dreams as more real than reality. This happens because the prefrontal cortex partially wakes up, adding clarity, while the sensory and emotional systems remain active. The brain essentially upgrades the dream into a high-definition experience. False awakening: when you wake up inside a dream. Sometimes you believe you've woken up, but you're still dreaming. You get out of bed, walk to the bathroom, look in the mirror. Then something subtly wrong happens. This is called a false awakening, and it occurs because the dream reconstructs daily reality with extraordinary precision. Your brain recreates familiar environments down to tiny details. False awakenings are vivid because they involve realistic memory. The dream mimics your normal routines. Trauma, stress, and intensity. During periods of emotional stress, grief, major life changes, anxiety, dreams often become more vivid. This is the mind's way of processing strong emotions. When the brain is overloaded, dreams intensify in an effort to reorganize emotional experience. That's why dreams feel sharper, louder, and more visually powerful during difficult times. Why we remember vivid dreams more. Vivid dreams stick with us because they trigger the same memory encoding structures involved in intense waking experiences. When a dream leaves a strong emotional impression, the hippocampus stores it more reliably. This is why some dreams stay with you for decades. They feel like real events. Some dreams feel real because to the brain, they are real. The same circuits that create waking experience are active, while the logical filters that question reality are turned off. When emotion, imagination, and sensory detail combine, dreams become immersive alternate worlds. Worlds so complete that waking up feels like crossing dimensions. In our next episode, we'll explore a beautiful and surprising topic: shared dreams. Whether two people can dream of the same thing, and why humans have always been fascinated by the idea of connected dreaming. Until then, may your dreams be vivid, meaningful, and full of wonder. This is the science behind dreams.